All right. This is a special, special podcast this week because I get to have one of my Twitter heroes here, Dr. Danny Steele, along. And I'm giddy. I'm excited. Go ahead. Let's start with introduce yourself, background, and time in our district, in your district.
So this is my 30th year in education, all public school. I taught history and coached for 8 years. I was a high school assistant principal for 10 years in several different schools. And this is my 11th year as a principal. Some high school experience, some middle school. And I actually took 1 year several years ago where I taught at a local university instructional leadership. But that was actually the year that COVID hit. And it was a great university, but much of the graduate program was online. And so I didn't have a whole lot of interaction with people, with students. You know, I was teaching adults, which I like, you know, I like obviously interacting with educators. But one of the things I learned is that I really missed being in a school. I love the energy of hallways and goofing off with custodians and teachers, and I love everything about being in a school. So in the middle of COVID, I jumped back into a high school principalship. But then about a year and a half ago, I had a chance to move to this school that's closer to my house, closer to my wife. So I'm in my second year here at this current district, Homewood, Alabama.
Homewood, Alabama, huh? In middle school. Do you...
middle school.
I'm a little similar. I taught high school for 11 years, and I thought that would be the only thing. But boy, I sure love middle school kids. Isn't it great?
Yeah. It's fun, yep.
Cool. All right. So tell me, when did you decide to work in education?
So when I went to when I started college in fall of 88, my major was sociology, and I thought I was going to be a probation officer. And fall of my sophomore year, my brother actually shared with me a tape recording of the 1986 National Teacher of the Year. His name was Guy Dowd, and from Minnesota, and he was delivering this talk, and I was just listening to this tape recording, and he talked about his experience in school and the impact that teachers had on him, and he talked about the impact that he's been able to have as an English teacher now, and it just so inspired me that listening to that talk, I changed my major. And so spring of my sophomore year of college is when I majored in history, minored in education, and that desire to build relationships, make a difference with students is what's kept me going the last 30 plus years.
Wow. See, that's a thing I love so much about education is it like Guy Dowd, right? Guy Dowd, you watched the video, and to think about the impact, I read your Essential Truths for Principals all the time. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And to think of that video right there having such an impact on you. And then, I mean, again, I'm fawning over you a little bit, but like I know that you have an incredible impact on all kinds of people just because of the positive things you put out in the world every day. So I just think that's just, it's a magical thing.
Well, I've never lost the love for what we do, and it still fires me up that we can connect with kids and make a difference. And as administrators now, the mission has changed a little bit in that we are trying to support staff who are having more direct contact with kids. There's still so much potential every day, and I just never, I don't know. I know burnout is a real thing. I really do. And I know that it's been hard for teachers, especially in recent years, but I'm still pretty fired up. I still love what I get to do. And now it's what inspires me now oftentimes is seeing the great work that our staff does. You know, the great work that teachers do is oftentimes what energizes me.
Right on. All right. What is something that, Steven, this is a question. So again, I had this podcast as an opportunity so that parents, families could kind of get to understand the humans that work in the building an opportunity to just listen and see that is. Kids love it. And so one of the favorite things I ask is one thing that students would be surprised to find out about you. So we can go with what students would be surprised, or let's say your thousands of followers. What do you think?
So something that our students were surprised by a couple weeks ago is we had a pep rally. It was our last pep rally of the – no, I guess it was our second pep rally of the season. And I rapped for the students. And that caught them off guard. So over the years, I've done some rapping for kids, and that's not something that people would oftentimes expect to come out of me. So.
Huh, right on. another thing I'm impressed by. Okay, what makes a good day at school for you?
As an administrator, what really makes a good day is when I'm seeing teachers really excited about the work they're doing with students. You know, I still love when I get to interact with kids or sit down at a lunch table and every day I'm trying to work on student names. You know, it's hard. We've got like almost 1,000 kids, and as an administrator, you don't see the same ones every day in the same place. So it's hard to learn the names. But seeing teachers really fired up and energized about what's happening with their students and their lessons. When I see teachers trying something new and taking risks, that fires me up. And so I try to validate that as much as I can. That excites me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's the best thing about being in it? Actually, there's so many things I want to go off on too, but
stick to the script, by the way. You're welcome to ask me anything you want.
You know what, though? The script keeps me, because I have attention, you know, issues. And so I tend to go, the script keeps me on track here. I was just thinking about, like, the, I know what you're talking about. When a teacher wants to try something new and they're excited about it. And actually, our evaluation process, I don't think of it as evaluation at all. Like, it rarely is that. It's really an opportunity to sit down with a teacher. And like you said, when they're excited about trying something, and then it's like being an administrator, I was surprised. This is 10 years for me now in admin, 6 years as a principal. I'm surprised how similar it is to coaching, that you get to see vicariously live through their experiences, and it's so exciting. They're going to do this thing, and then they're excited about it, and then it crushes, and kids are digging it. Yeah. And you know, I love it. I love it. But anyway, again, the script. Again, I'll talk too much, and this is really, I don't like to talk too much. What is the best thing about being an educator? This one I'm super excited to hear you say.
So when I was an assistant principal at a pretty rough high school, there was discipline all day long, and it was like my office was a revolving door of disciplinary referrals. And my brother had gone to graduate school at Notre Dame, and he sent my sons these little sign replicas that say "Play like a champion today," that they could put in their bedroom. And that's a sign that those football players would touch. It was in their locker room. And, you know, a lot of teams will have signs that they touch, you know, or little rituals, rubbing the head of a statue. It's something about internalizing a message or a mission or a motto before you go out into the field of action or whatever. And so I thought, you know, athletic teams shouldn't have a monopoly on cool traditions. So I emailed our staff. This was as a young assistant principal. And I said, if students leave my office, if they were to touch a sign on their way out, what would you want to be on that sign? And what we came up with is the message, "I am the difference." And our carpentry class made a wooden sign for me that said, "I am the difference." And it's on my door now. And I've tried to, over the years, cultivate this tradition of people touching that sign. And whether it's kids or teachers, I've got a custodian that will regularly touch that sign. And that absolutely fires me up. Think about how magical your school building would be if every person in that school owned that mission. I am the difference. And so what I think is amazing about education, still even after 30 years, is you know that there are students and staff every day that need us. And people have a lot of stuff going on. As a teacher, you're mainly aware of the kids that need you. As an administrator, you become aware of the adults in the building that need you. And we have that potential to be a difference, to stand in the gap, to provide support, to provide some positive energy, to keep people moving in the right direction. And that potential exists every single day. And after 30 years, that is still a very real thing to me. And so that ability to impact lives on a daily basis has got to be, that's the essence of what we're doing, creating brighter futures for the people in our building every day.
Wow. Wow, man. You're just as, oh, it's fantastic. I am the difference. I'm, you know what? I like that. I like that a lot. I'm a former woodshop teacher. Maybe I can put that sign together. Thank you for that. I try to think of when my daughter was. I have a story about when my daughter was born and how the midwife that was there treated it very much as a, this is another day of work for her. And I remember thinking to myself how important that moment was for me and my wife. It was our first child, and how the way that she treated me is it like, this is just another baby that was being born. And I think about your statement about every single day we have the opportunity. And I think about every single day, but not just every single day, but every single interaction that I have with a student. And sometimes I'm tired, and you know, this I'm known for bouncing around the school, known for being high energy. And when I have an interaction with a student, if I don't arise to that, I know that that could make a difference, positive or negative. So our TAs that hang outside the office, as I walk by every time, I say, hey, do you smell up, dog? And they say, what's up, dog? And I say, none, what's up with you, dog? And you know what? Those interactions every day, like that's,
love it.
That's the stuff that, that's important. So how about, what's the last book you read?
Well, I'll share a book that the principals are reading now in our sort of kind of a book study with the principals and central office directors and our staff. It's called Think Again by Adam Grant. And we're about three chapters in. You're reminding me I need to read the next chapter for tomorrow's meeting. But it's about the importance of being willing to reflect and sometimes change your mind when you're confronted with new evidence or new data, to reassess old traditional assumptions. Think Again by Adam Grant. I strongly recommend it. Now, I'm only like four chapters in, but I'm loving what I've read so far.
You know what? I always love a good book recommendation, so I appreciate that. All right. I'm taking all kinds of time from you, Dr. Steele, so I'll go to the last question. It's always my favorite. If you could give one piece of advice to a student, what would you give?
Maybe this is breaking the rules of your question, but it's important to be kind. It's important to be curious about the world around you, and work hard.
There's no rules to the question. That's it.
Yeah. You know. But I've told kids before, whether it's sixth graders or graduates, you know, because I've talked to groups of graduating seniors before. But if you're genuinely curious about the experiences of others and about the world around you, if you're kind to everyone you meet, and if you work hard at what you do, then man, like, you will be a success. Whatever it is you choose to do, you just won't be successful in your job, but you'll be a good human and you'll raise a good family. So those are some intangibles that, you know, if we all could internalize those things, the world would be a pretty good place.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you.